Well, meanwhile, pictures of people who smashed windows, attacked police, and barged through the U.S. Capitol are all over the internet, and those people are starting to find themselves in legal trouble because of it. Femi Oke is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, tough times. Thanks for helping us make some sense of this.
Oh, you're welcome. This is really a story that's rooted in social. The protests were planned on social media. They were streamed on social media. And it looks like now that we may find the rioters on social media as well.
Yeah, so I guess you could call them citizen detectives. People on social media are kind of going through these pictures of the mob that stormed the building, and they're working on helping to identify them for the police. What exactly are you seeing?
It's a very enthusiastic sleuthing and tagging of the @FBI. And I just have to say, the FBI Twitter page is just for social media information. So if you go to the FBI Washington Field Twitter page, that's FBI WFO, they have posted their contact numbers, seeking information, wanted flyers, website details. So don't just tag @FBI. If you see somebody you know, you see somebody you recognize, go that one step further. Otherwise, that information will not get to the FBI. So what am I seeing? Some very detailed examination of social videos and social posts. So let me give you an example. John Scott Railton, he describes himself on his Twitter profile as chasing digital badness. He is looking at very extreme close-ups of the rioters. And he says things like, this man is carrying police-style zip-tie handcuffs and mace. Was there a plan to take hostages? And then another photograph goes in very, very closely to it. Screen grab, I should say. Another man with zip ties in the Senate spotted, feeling more and more like this was coordinated. He brings down a detailed breakdown of the clothes, a Tennessee thin blue line PVC patch. This is real detective work, putting together a picture of not only who the rioters were, but what did they have planned? Some companies have also been doing this. If they've seen their ID tags popping up in some of these videos and some of these screen grabs, and they've been firing people that they've been seeing who were in the Capitol building on Wednesday.
Well, you don't have to zoom in to recognize some of these people. West Virginia State Republican lawmaker Derek Evans live streamed himself entering the Capitol building. Let's listen.
Keep it moving, baby. The door's cracked. Yes! We're going in.
Easy,
easy, easy. They're in.
I mean, I have a hard time listening to that, to be honest with you. It's not a great idea to post a video of yourself committing a federal crime online. What have you noticed?
But this is the conundrum that was really difficult for many of us to understand, was that there was so much confidence in the rioters. They were live streaming, they were taking pictures, they were taking selfies. One alleged rioter posted a picture of her after the riot. She says, after storming the Capitol, a good glass of champagne is needed. That was tagged to the FBI. Elizabeth from Knoxville, Tennessee, went viral when a reporter talked to her. She was outside the Capitol building. She appeared to be crying. She said she'd been maced. And the reporter said, what were you doing in the Capitol building? She says, with great indignation, we're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution. That video is going all over Twitter because people were just amazed at her confidence. She gave her name. She was like, well, don't you know why we're here? But Jeff Twomey, he makes such a great point here. The dumbest thing with most of these people is they went into this with a live phone. Cell services will have records of phones in the area and times. Google Apps on 99% of the phones will have exact time, place, records, good to a few feet. That info is on Google and cell service. So the FBI, whether you're tagging them at FBI, you're going to their tip page, they have a lot of information that they're going to be pouring through, not just citizens detectives.
Just about a minute left here to go, Femi, but I do want to ask you about something completely different, something that happened to you recently when you were at a grocery store pharmacy. You got an unplanned, surprised COVID-19 vaccination. What happened?
I live in Washington, D.C., and I was in my local Safeway, and I heard this announcement. If any customers would like a COVID vaccine, please come to the pharmacy clinic. I thought I'd misheard. I went to the pharmacy clinic, and I was given part one. After filling out all of shot number one, after filling out a lot of medical information, shot one of the Moderna vaccine. When I asked why, they said that in The grocery stores in Safeway and in Giant in Washington, D.C., they are having health care workers clinics, so they're giving them the vaccines. But they do not want to waste any vaccine shots. So if they have any vaccine shots, they have been given permission by D.C., by the mayor, to give out those vaccine shots to anybody who's around who wants one.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always.